Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Fourth Quarter Comeback Show. I am your host, Mr. Miles W. Miller. Thank you, people, for coming out. It is midnight in the Eastern Standard Time. Midnight, midnight, midnight. And I still got enough energy to light you on fire. So all my West Coast listeners, we thank you for tuning in at 9 p.m. on still Wednesday over there, but it's Thursday in the East. And we just thank you all for just tuning in tonight. We're going to have a great show tonight, have a dynamic show planned for you, and I'm looking forward to just hearing some great testimonies about the things we talk about on the show tonight. Tonight's topic is enjoying a rebirth in your relationships, and we're bringing on dynamic coach, Coach Ryel Sims, to give us some clues and some keys and a blueprint to enjoy a comeback in our relationships. But before we go any further, I turn this show over to God's Holy Spirit so that we all get what we came for, and that is a move of His Spirit. And people, I want you to understand something. Those of you who are tuning in for the first time and may not know who I am Miles W. Miller. I'm the host of Creating a Championship Standard of Living, which comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live. Every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time live, we bring to you Creating a Championship Standard of Living. And I look forward to meeting some new people tonight. I look forward to empowering you, and I look forward to giving you a adrenaline shot of motivation tonight and an adrenaline shot of encouragement. We don't do things ordinarily around here, so we're going to do some things uniquely. Tonight, you know, we're focused on relationships and enjoying the comeback in our relationships. And what I want to do is I'm going to do something different. I'm going to play some music tonight, and we're going to set the mood and set the tone for Coach Sims when he comes in to light us on fire. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Sweeping home, slow motion, gonna do
Hello, and we're back. That was Get Up by Mary Mary. Very inspirational song, very motivational song. I just wanted to play that for you to get you guys in the groove. We're going to have a great night tonight. We're going to have a great show. One thing I want you guys to also understand is that before we go any further again, I don't take you any of you for granted. You could be doing anything else right now, but you decided to be on the air with me right now, and I so appreciate it. I'm so thankful that you've chosen to tune in with me here on the Fourth Quarter Comeback Show. And in keeping in tune with the Fourth Quarter Comeback and what it really means, I want you to understand that no matter what the situation looks like in your life right now, no matter what could be going on, no matter what may be going wrong, no matter what may be going right, there's some things that you're still entitled to before 2009 ends. I want you to keep that in your spirit. There are some things that you've been promised. I know it because I know I've been promised some great things. This year is not over yet. Don't quit on this year. This year is not over yet. There are some things that we have to possess in 2009. I know that today is, in the West, it's still December 16th, but today is December 17th in the East. And let me tell you something. This year has about 2 weeks left in it, but there's still a lot more. There's still a lot more for you. So don't give up yet. Don't give up. Actually, don't give up at all. We promote championship living here. So don't give up at all. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit is my motto. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams is my motto and my mantra. And I shared it with you. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. It's important what you do. It's important that in everything that you do that you had the spirit of a champion. A champion is not a quitter. A champion will find a way to win. That's why I like reading stories about people like Tom Brady and people like Joe Montana, because whenever you're on the field with guys like that, or Michael Jordan, for instance, you know, even to share a good note on our friend Tiger Woods, when you compete against people like that as a competitor, you know if you get them one opportunity to win the game, no matter how many points they may be down, no matter how many shots they may be down, there's a chance they can still pull out the win. Because as long as the game's not over, they still believe they're champions. And I want to impart that into you tonight. I want you to continue to remember that you are a champion and that you're more than a conqueror. How about that? So in understanding that, I want you to stay motivated, stay encouraged as this year winds down. But don't let it wind down with you winding down. Let it wind down with you getting stronger. So I'm going to move into a motivational moment, and I'll be right back with you. It is utterly important. It is utterly important that you understand that you're going to have to apply some work. You're going to have to give some effort. See, that's how you win a championship, people. If I've played on many championship teams. If we hadn't conditioned and practiced and worked hard during the summer months, there wouldn't be a chance that we could even think about hoisting a trophy in the fall months when I was playing football. It was virtually impossible. Your preparation matters. It's different between someone who's great and who's not great is the preparation. You must prepare to win. You must prepare to be great. And once you're prepared, you have to execute. And if you can do those things together, guess what? You can earn your greatness. So, and keeping in line with our quote, our president's wisdom, in reaffirming the greatness of our nation, we understand that greatness is never given. It must be earned. So go out today, people, and earn your greatness because you deserve it, and your whole legacy is counting on you. Hello, and we're back. I thank you for tuning in tonight. That was a motivational moment captured from one of my Creating a Championship Standard of Living shows, which comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I do that show live each Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I enjoy every part of it. I enjoy doing these shows because I know that somebody somewhere is getting a release in their spirit for what it is they've been called to do. So I really love doing this. This is the thing that I do that you don't have to pay me for. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not turning down any speaking engagements, any any coaching sessions that come out of this. But I do it as a labor of love because I love seeing other people get to their destiny. It's something so special to watch somebody win. It's something so special about watching somebody, against all odds, pull off a victory, pull victory out the jaws of defeat. That's why we do this stuff, people. That's why we come here each and every week. And now I'm, you know, doing this fourth quarter comeback show. And just because we want to see you win. There, I got people on the line in the chat room that I want to address also officially. Mr. Chris Gloss, Minister of Motivation, Dr. Walter Sims, Coach Ryell, Mr. Ronald Wilshire down in Houston, Texas, one of my good friends. And the Coach K and Angel are here. I'm so excited that Coach K is here to hear the show tonight. Angel, we send you our love. Actually, Coach K and Angel are going to appear live on Creating a Championship Standard of Living this Saturday. And you don't want to miss it. It's bound to be an absolutely phenomenal show because when those two get together, my gosh, it's something great. Something great is just bound to happen. And then, you know, I'm not going to let them outdo me on my own show. So we're going to have a great time, and I look forward to it. But moving forward in the show, I want to do this. I am big on love and relationships. I believe that people who are in relationships should be able to enjoy a pleasurable experience with each other. And sometimes, with all the things that go on in life, we just get caught up with, you know, sometimes we get caught up with the you know, the rigors of today. And we may not just pour out love like we should. So I want to play something that I think is dynamic, and I'll be right back.
Got to be
Hello, and we're back. That was For the Lover in You by Shalamar. People, you got to bear with me. You're not going to get a conventional anything from me, so I'm outside the box. I'll do anything to try to make sure that we're all getting what we came for. And today with this show and everything, I'm really excited about what we're doing here. And I don't take this stuff lightly, but as we're getting ready for our guests to come on, I'm going to play one more song that I think fits the theme for tonight, and then we'll be right back. Hello, and we're back. People, it's a great honor tonight. Before I bring on my guest, I want to acknowledge a really special guest on the line who's hearing one of my shows for the very, 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 very first time. My father is tuning in now. He's listening to the show, and I just wanted to honor him. Dad, we appreciate you taking time to tune into the show. I love you, and I look forward to getting a good review from you because I know we're gonna have a phenomenal time here. So sit back and relax, Dad, and enjoy the ride because we're going to have a good show. People, I do my homework, and I go out to get dynamic guests to bring onto the show so that you can really get something, that you're not just tuning in and there's dead airspace or you wish you had, you know, go clip your toenails or something. I really love putting together a dynamic show for you. Tonight's guest, without a shadow of a doubt, is known as your relationship coach. And he's done dynamic motivational keynote speeches. He's a well sought after, well requested, most requested speaker and coach. And he has a lot of great wisdom to teach us tonight about relationships, and most importantly tonight, how to enjoy a rebirth in our relationships. So without further ado, I'd like to bring to the show Coach Rael Sims. Coach, are you there?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am so honored to be on the show. Thank you so much.
It's an honor to have you here. This is to me, a momentous occasion because you come with top billing, and the people who hear this show, I know, are going to really enjoy what you have to say.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. You're putting the pressure on me now.
No. Sir, I'm gonna jump right into it. I'm just looking at your website. And there was a couple topics I know you talk about that go right in line with what we're talking about tonight, with enjoying a rebirth in relationships. The first thing that I really want you to discuss is the topic, what a wife or husband needs, and how do we get those things, get people in a place where they're receiving what it is they need so they can actually flourish in their relationships.
Well, what a wife and a husband needs is, first, the first thing in order to know that is one has to know who. One has to know self first.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And by knowing self first, one has to admit to themselves what it is they need and what it is that they're not getting. And there's something that I talk about a lot, and it's three things: understanding what your non-negotiables are, and understanding your needs, and then understanding your wants. We are taught a lot about just concentrating on our wants.
Yes.
Our wants are very important for survival twos. It really is, as far as having a roof over our head and making sure that we have food on the table. But we also have to concentrate on knowing our needs and getting our needs so we are satisfied with each other as a couple, with each other as one.
Yes, sir.
And what I mean by that is our emotional needs and our physical needs. See, we may have our financial needs. We may have a great job. We may have a car to get to that job. Those are our wants, right?
Yes, sir.
But understanding our needs is one, truly being honest with self and knowing self. Something that I also say, one of my quotes is, respecting self is knowing self in order to love self and to receive love for somebody else.
Yes, sir.
If you don't respect self, then you're not taking out time to get to know who? Self. So you're not going to love self. So you don't know what you're asking for when you meet someone else. What are you asking for? What are you asking that person to invest in your life if you don't know self? Now, you could give love to somebody else, but you're not receiving love. Because if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't demand what you're looking for, then that person has no idea what they're going to give you back, right?
Well, Coach, here's a major question. Now, we both are coaches, and we deal with people in these very similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you make a demand for what it is you want and still keep your integrity?
Well, demanding is something that's okay. Complaints is something that's okay. Admonishment, advice, is something that's okay. We have to approach our mates in a respectful way and in a way as an adult so we can keep the peace between each other. Knowing now, let's say you know now what it is that you need in your life.
Yes.
Let's say you know that what your requirements are. You know what your non-negotiable requirements are and your wants. Coming to your partner is a skill.
Yes, sir.
That we have to learn. And yes, we talk about communication a lot, but the key to communication is how you communicate. Because we do communicate every day. When one used the term, we don't communicate, that's impossible. Because we communicate even if we're not using words. We're communicating non-verbally, right?
Wow.
So we have to learn how to communicate to each other so we're not causing war between each other.
Okay.
And one of those keys is harsh communication when we are admonishing each other. So one could get understanding. You know, one of the key keys to communication is getting understanding.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's getting understanding. We can communicate all we want. But do you understand what your partner is communicating to you? And it's so important to understand the communication so we could please each other. If I don't understand, then we will incessantly continue a circuitous route, going in circles. And we would never understand each other, and we will continue having arguments while trying to communicate with each other and to communicate our point, to communicate our needs, to communicate our wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, first, you have to know what you want before you can communicate. A lot of people think they know what they want, and they try to communicate that to people, but they just don't know how. They just don't know how. And
so,
even if they know how, the other party has to know how to understand what that person is communicating to you. And sometimes it could take from just mirroring back with each other. When somebody says something and you can just say, well, what I hear you say,
right.
What I hear you saying is you would like to spend more quality time. And by spending more quality time means I love you. So if that's what you're saying, then that's what I will work on. And we have to understand that that's not something that somebody's just going to do tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
It's something that we have to work on. It takes steps, you know. And long as we understand, that's one of the number keys to communications.
And when you were saying understanding, but you also, before you said understand, about wants, I wanted to get our listeners in their minds and in their spirits. How do you decide what it is you really want?
Well, like I mentioned before, the three keys is the non-negotiable, the needs, and the wants. Can I break it down for a minute?
Please, go ahead. Well, yeah.
I always use this scenario about food. So I always use, like, meatloaf.
Okay.
So say we have all the ingredients in front of us, and I want to cook a meatloaf. And whatever you may make your meatloaf out of, whether it's beef or turkey, right?
Right.
Now, I have all the ingredients and the meat. If I take away that meat, can I make a meatloaf? No.
No.
But people try to make that meatloaf without that meat, right?
Right.
All right, so let's put the meat back and we mix it up. We mix everything up, but we have to realize now that it's mixed up, I need to put this meat in something. Now, I can put it in a cornbread pot. I can put it in a casserole pot. I can put it in several pots.
Yes, sir.
So those needs are negotiable, right?
Yes, sir.
But I know that I have to put it in something in order to cook it. So our next negotiable is we need heat. So we can put it in an oven or a microwave. That's negotiable. Most people still like to put it in the oven. So we put it in the oven. And now the meatloaf is almost done. Our wants is whatever we want to put on that meatloaf. We can put turkey gravy on it. We can put tomato sauce on it. Some people like to put mustard honey on it, right? And those are your wants, which is still important to you. So we have to find out what is important to me that's going to make me feel what? The number one thing that people want to feel is loved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is it that's going to make me feel loved? That is why you have to take your time, and especially if you're single, one of the greatest things is to be single is that you have the time to celebrate your singleness by getting to know self.
Yes, sir.
By getting to know self and evaluating yourself, evaluating all of your relationships that you've been in. And if you can pick one thing out of each relationship that you can say was the greatest about that person, right, then most likely that is one of the things that is saying to you, if I had someone in my life and that person, he or she, was doing number one, that came from Donald or Karen. Number two, that came from Mark or Donna, right? As you evaluate your relationships, evaluate your life. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a relationship that you were in, a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, and wife relationship. It could be someone that you met, a father or a mom, a coach, a basketball coach or a football coach. Something or some way that that person was treating you is the way you want to be treated.
Yes.
So evaluating yourself and your life and understanding what is it that's going to make you happy? What is it that's going to say, if this person does this, I will feel loved? So we have to take our time to evaluate ourselves to see, what is it that I need? How do I know what it is that's going to make me happy? What has made you happy? What do you think may make you happy? Because some of us have thoughts of things that we've never experienced in our lives that may make us happy, right?
Yes.
So we have to even experiment with those things. We have to test those things to see maybe if it has the possibility to bring me joy as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, you're definitely hitting the nail on the head. I think a lot of people that are hearing this show, they have a better view of how to know what it is they want. But you said something else also, Coach, that I really like, and it's about the nonverbal communication. How important is what you're not saying to any relationship?
Well, it's really important for us, and I teach body language.
Yes, sir.
And I think it's really important for us to understand nonverbal and verbal. I think United States have done us some disservice by only teaching us verbal communication.
Okay.
I think it's really important that we know both, because that's the whole spectrum of communication. is learning both, because most studies say that it's 70-30 or 90-10, right?
Yes, sir.
That we speak 70% of body language. That's huge.
Yes, major.
That's really huge. And what's so important about that is that not all of us can articulate what we feel. Some of us are very afraid, and that's why also it's really good to have a third party every once in a while to seek expert advice, opinion with the both of you, right?
Yes.
And because we all can't verbalize what we feel or what we want or what we need to the other partner, right?
Yes, sir.
So back to the body language, I think it's so important to understand one's body language is because if that person, let's just say the person has a challenge with the relationship, with a particular point, with something that they had an argument about, with maybe how one is admonishing the other person, advising the other person,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we do have a, most of us have a capacious and not a vacuous mind. So what one has to tell us, we should find it very edifying and not abstruse, confusing, right? To teach us what that person wants to teach us about them and what they learn. But we can't sometimes. We just can't verbalize it. So by watching the body and seeing that there is a problem, that there is a challenge between us, and that's getting to know each other as a couple. That's getting to know each other, what I call tarlational, and that's part of tarzetto, meaning three, meaning trinity, meaning the three of us as one, which brings us together as a whole. We begin to become one and learn each other, right? And the nonverbal is something to read. You know, when you say, how you doing, baby, or honey, or even a friend, when you see your
right.
partner, hey, man, what's up?
Right.
And he says, all right. Now, he said, all right. Right. But you're looking at the body, and the body's not saying, all right. He's saying, all right. But the body is saying, I'm not really doing too cool. You know, I don't feel that well. So what do we do as human beings? You naturally say, man, you sure you're all right? Right?
Right.
Right? And
right.
So why did we say that to him? Why did we say, are you sure you are right? He said he's all right. But we said it because we read what? His body language.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it's important as a couple to read that body language so you can come to that person and say, baby, I know something is wrong. Well, what happens is as you tend to pay attention to that particular body language, as time goes on and you're in this relationship, year, you know, 4 years in, 5 years in, when you see that body language, you are able to detect what it is.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because
yes, sir.
The first time you saw it, she gave you the definition of it, because she might have said the first time, or he said the first time, nothing's wrong. You say, baby, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. But the body's not saying nothing, right?
Right. Right.
Right. So you keep asking, come on now, something's wrong. Come on. Now, I see you've been just walking around the house with your head down and throwing stuff around and everything. And then the couple finally says, well, you know, when you said such and such, I didn't like the way you said that. And you think I don't appreciate you, and I do appreciate you. So now, whenever he sees that look, he will know that, uh-oh, that's the thing, I think she doesn't appreciate me look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the nonverbal is so important to learn each other as a couple, and it helps. It really helps. It will make you laugh because Now you can't hide it. Your wife will know you. She will know you. She will know when you're sad. She will know when you're happy. She will know when the paycheck is low. When you didn't get all the money that you were supposed to get. She will know when you lost a job. She will know when you got a job. She will know when you got a better job. She will know when you got a promotion. When we pay attention to each other and we ask about that particular event that we're sensing on that particular party. So when we ask and they are honest and tell us honestly what's going on in their lives, then we learn each other through the whole spectrum, the whole 70-10 of communicating with each other.
Wow.
I'm a little long-winded, so you have to cut me.
No, you're feeding the people. You're feeding the sheep right now. I love this stuff. I got one question to ask you. I got one more question to ask you about, and it's about dealing with hurts and pains. You know, there's a cliche or a statement that hurting people hurt people. How do you get past hurt in a relationship? Maybe it may be some baggage that's coming in from an outside relationship, but how is it that you get beyond that so you can get to the place where this relationship can possibly thrive?
Well, I think you shouldn't even get into a relationship until you are healed.
Yes, sir.
I think until you are healed, most people jump into another relationship as a codependent. When they're hurt, they're looking for someone else, like a drug, to make them feel good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pluralistic way of entering into that event. It's a childish way. It's the child in us wanting to be cuddled, right? Wanting to be held when we're hurting inside. And I think that is the time that we should spend getting to know self.
Yes, sir.
Celebrating your singleness and healing yourself. You know, I think it's so important not to jump into a relationship.
Repeat that again, Coach. Please repeat that again.
I think it's so important not to jump into a relationship after a relationship, and especially a bad relationship, you know?
Right.
And what you find later on is that you were just using that person, because you discover later when you're okay and you healed, it's sort of like waking up going, oh, my God, who is this person? I'm the person that you said you love. I'm the person that you said I like hanging with you. I'm the person that you said I love when you call me. I'm the person that I just wanted to be with you all the time. Well, once you are healed and your self is back, you wake up and go, oh my God, I'm here. Who is this person? What do I do? How do I get rid of this person now? Now this person is involved. This person likes you. This person is in your life. Now you got a problem. You have a challenge here, because now you got to get rid of this person from you. And then this person be like, well, you know, I thought I was there for you. I thought you were like so happy. You know, you just came out of a relationship, and now I'm here. And now you're trying to dog me out. You know. You know. So I think it's so important to celebrate your singleness. And so many people wish they were in positions of other people. And, I mean, being single, to get that opportunity to get to know self a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
It's a great opportunity. It's a great thing. You know, actually, people don't understand. They're sad. And yes, I mean, I understand that we all have a need to belong, as Maslow's laws. I believe I see one of our friends is on there too, Tenor, and she mentioned that too. And I love Maslow's laws, the hierarchy, the people's needs. And one of our needs is a need to belong. So we all have that need, no matter what. I mean, you know, you have people out here, women saying I don't need a man, or men saying vice versa. We all need some. Every living, breathing creature on this earth have a need to belong, right?
Yes, sir.
But we have to understand that when we have the opportunity to heal ourselves, we have to take that opportunity and heal ourselves and celebrate our singleness. It's fun being single. It's okay to be single at that moment. It's okay because it gives you the opportunity and the advantage to learn more about self.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know?
I'm sitting here. I'm just, I love bringing dynamic guests on the show because I get to take notes. And, I'm presenting you to the people, but I'm also sitting here listening and taking notes. Because, hey, I can be honest with you. I'm single myself, and sometimes I'm like, man, do I really want to be single? But then I think about it. There's so many things I can do now that I don't have to really ask a lot of questions, but I can just go. I can get up and go if I want to. Like a few weeks ago, actually about a month ago or so, I was able just to go somewhere, just get up and go without having to ask questions. Okay, hey, do you want to go with me? No, I just got up and went. So I enjoyed that freedom to be able to do stuff like that, but not forsaking when the time comes that I'll have somebody with me. But in the same sense, right now I can be a little selfish, and I kind of enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's great. That's great. But now, once again, don't feel that you don't, if the opportunity presents itself, right?
I'll hop on in a heartbeat. You better be
hop. Yes, because it is a natural thing. I mean, it is something that God gave us all, and that is to be with someone. I'm just saying, during the time that you're not with someone, enjoy it. Be creative with yourself. If you need to finish a couple of classes, if you need to go back to school, it's so many things that you could do within that time that's going to better who? Self.
Self.
That's going to better self. So we can't think on especially us, us men, every once in a while, we enjoy the single life. And
right.
So, but sometimes we have to get off that horse too, and it's okay. It's okay
right.
to be single, and it's okay to be in a relationship too.
Right.
It is. It's really okay. It's just the wonderful thing of being single is taking that opportunity and that time and perfecting. The thing that I say, too, one of my themes is preparing yourself to prevent repairing yourself.
Yeah, wow. Say that again.
Preparing yourself to prevent repairing yourself.
Wow. Wow.
Spend that time preparing. Spend that time preparing,
Wow, if so many people took that model right there, the time that you put into preparation will determine pretty much how you perform anyway.
That's right. Absolutely. We prepare for everything. We go to college for 4 years preparing to work out in the society.
Right.
We're on a football team. We practice, right?
Right.
We prepare for the next game. We look at the videos before the next game. We check out our plays before the next game. We sit down and we have our creative visualization, And we could do the same thing with our relationship. We can meditate on relationship. How can I communicate a lot better that one gets what I'm saying,
right?
How can I communicate where I'm not afraid to hurt? How can I communicate where I'm not afraid of what that person is going to say back to me?
Right.
How do I communicate? Because like I said, a lot of us are afraid to communicate. I don't want to say this because I might piss him off, right? I might
Been
piss
there.
Her off.
Been there.
Then we have to learn how to communicate that. Well, if you're single, that's the opportunity to learn. That's the opportunity to read books. That's the opportunity to go on your show. Go on, which I see, Kiki. Go on Kiki's show. Go on Sonora's show. Go on someone else was on there too, a Coach K show, right?
Yes, sir.
Listen to television, read a book, take a class, and get the necessary tools that it takes to establish a vitalized, harmonious, cohesive working relationship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coach, I hate this. You know, we're getting late into the show. And
Is it?
Yes, sir. I want to let you go. I want to let you go. But I gotta wind it down. Sir,
okay.
Take about 2 minutes and give our audience an encouraging word to feel a rebirth in their relationships, and also let the people know where they can find you.
Yes, they can find me on Facebook, Ryel Sims, Ryel Sims. They can also find me on Blog Talk Radio, too, as well. And they could go to my website, therelationshipcoach.net, therelationshipcoach.net. They can also find me on eHow. They can also find me on Black Planet, a couple of other sites, too, as well.
We'll Google you.
That's the okay thing today. I remember a long time ago, people were getting, you know, wasn't too happy about saying Google me, right?
Right.
But they're like, yeah, Google me. But I think it's the same thing of saying look in the telephone book if you don't have time
right.
to write down a number, right?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So yeah, they can do that too as well. Yeah. And just back to what we've been saying all along is just, hey, for the new year, just take out time getting to know self. And just remember, respecting self is to know self in order to love self.
Wow. 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 I don't know if anybody else got anything, but I sure did. Coach, I've been in the chat room with your assistant, and I've been telling her that we definitely want to bring you back for just another series of just dynamic relationship healing and help for our people, because this is something people need. They may not ask for it openly and honestly, but you know, a lot of people need it. And I think that, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, I definitely want to promote it, because you are a dynamic individual, and I think you're helping lots and lots of people.
Oh wow, thank you, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it, as well as yourself. You know, so
thank
I'm
you.
Very honored to be on your show and to be a friend of yours.
Yeah, likewise. I do thank you for this newfound friendship. I think this is, like I said, I don't take things for granted. I sincerely appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And so, people, listen to me. You need to go over to the Relationship Coach, therelationshipcoach.net, and follow Coach Sims. He's a dynamic motivator, dynamic just speaker. He's the leading authority on relationships, and he's not that for because he just decided to do it one day. He decided to do it, and he studied, and he's mastered what it is he does now. So he's somebody to know. If you're having some relationship issues, contact him. If you are having some sort of event that you need a relationship coach, contact him. He's somebody to know. So that's my testimonial for you, sir. I'm 110% behind you. Whatever it is I can do to help you, I will. And before we go, we got about 3 minutes left in the show, and there's two things I want to do. First things first, I want to pray for everybody who may be wondering about relationships and things of that nature, and we're just going to just thank God for a new season, just a turnaround in your relationships, no matter if there's between, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, interpersonal relationship with yourself. We just thank God for what he's doing in your life and what's getting ready to happen for you on this major platform in 2010, that you're going to win in 2010. But before 2010 gets here, we're going to see some massive turnarounds in your life for 2009. So without further ado, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for blessing this audience now. Father, anybody who hears this show who has been experiencing the first three quarters of their relationship this year, not experiencing what they would really want, not experiencing a championship standard of living in their relationships. Father, I thank you for the turnaround. I thank you for the fourth quarter comeback in their relationships. I thank you for blessing their hearts, blessing their minds, blessing their bodies, their souls. Father, I thank you for anything that come against those relationships that you have ordered divinely. We bind anything that comes against those relationships that you have ordered divinely, and we loose the spirit of freedom, liberty, peace, that passes all understanding, and healing let understanding take place. Let people understand where the other party's coming from. Let people understand their purpose in this world. Let the people understand what it is that you have for them. And, Father, we give you glory and honor because we know that without you, none of these things is possible. With you, all things are possible. So we thank you for the turnaround. We thank you for the miraculous turnaround. We thank you for the love that's being restored right now in somebody's life and in somebody's relationship. And, Father, we give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. People, I thank you. I don't take you for granted. I love you. This is Miles W. Miller. This has been the Fourth Quarter Comeback Show. And be sure to tune in to Creating a Championship Standard of Living this Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Live. I look forward to seeing you there. And remember this, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. Don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. That's my mantra. That's my motto. God bless you, and I'll see you at the top.
Make me do for love what I would.